This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is happening in Greece right now is, without any question, a great tragedy. Many of the Greek people can't get to their money, which is on and in their banks, and they can only get a certain amount. Last week, the banks were closed, and people are looking into a very uncertain future. At the same time, they voted no in the referendum, but nobody seems to really comprehend and understand what the referendum was all about. And all kinds of interpretations are being given as to what the Greek people were voting for and against. And some say, oh, it had just to do with the fact that they wanted to show their pride. They didn't want to always get dictates from Europe as to what to do. Others were saying, no, they were voting against the euro, against the eurozone. They were voting against the idea that they had to pay any of the debts back to the European countries. Now, when it comes to the eurozone, that is absolutely not the case. Most Greek people are for the eurozone. They want Greece to stay within the eurozone. They're not going to be willing giving up the euro. Most understand, perhaps, I don't know how much they understand, that if they were to do that, then the country would absolutely end up in financial fiasco and chaos. At the same time, people are talking about that now the time will come and has come that Greece will leave the eurozone. Either they will leave the eurozone voluntarily or they will be pushed out. Now, that's not that easy because there's really nothing in the treaties when it comes to the eurozone members that you can actually leave the eurozone legally. Legally, you can't. Once you're in it for life. And so, unless, of course, they are going to begin to violate the laws and the constitutions and the treaties, which, you know, can easily happen, as we have recently seen in our own country, when the United States Supreme Court had a decision regarding same-sex marriages, which is so blatantly false insofar as the Constitution is concerned, but the majority of the Supreme Court didn't seem to care as to what the Constitution said. But barring that, you see, something else would have to happen. Greece would have to leave the EU. Now, once you leave the EU, then you automatically would leave the eurozone if you are a member of the eurozone countries. That is why the interesting situation has developed regarding Britain, because we're talking about a potential exit of Great Britain and the United Kingdom from the EU. Now, that's easier to accomplish legally because the British people, Britain, the United Kingdom, they have never been part of the eurozone, you see. But once you are part of the eurozone, it's a different ball game. Now, there's no question about the fact that Greece lied, tremendously lied, when they asked for admission to the eurozone. And, of course, they lived far beyond their means. I'm not talking about the people now. I'm talking about how it all developed. And Europe has given them relief twice, and of course now the Europeans, and especially the Germans, the German people are extremely upset, saying, you know, why should we give them another huge, big loan, which Greece will never be able to pay back? And of course that's exactly right. They are not going to be able to pay back, no matter what the referendum said, no matter what the Greek people were voting on. And so the question is, what is going to happen? Now, you can check up on me, and you will find that I've never ever said exactly whether Greece is going to stay within the eurozone, whether Greece is going to stay within the EU or not, because the Bible is silent on the issue. Now, the Bible does say something about the fact that there is going to be collaboration, some kind of a collaboration in the future between Germany and Greece. There is an interesting statement in the Bible to that effect. But that doesn't have to mean that Greece is going to be part of the eurozone. Now, let me also say this. Especially in England and some other places, people are now writing in newspapers that this all shows that the EU is going to fall apart, that the eurozone members are going to fall apart, they are not going to uphold the euro, everybody's going to go back, and they will initiate again and print national currencies. That is absolute, total, complete nonsense. And people who are saying this have no clue as to what the Bible says about these things. And quite frankly, the Spirit of God is also a spirit of prophecy. And if you are being guided and led by God's Holy Spirit, you know that what I've just said, what some people are saying, is nonsense. It is absolutely not biblical to even come up with these kind of ideas. I tell you what the Bible does say. The Bible says that there are going to be 10 core nations in Europe, or groups of nations. They are going to give power and authority to a charismatic leader in Europe who is going to arise. It's going to be a man, and it's going to be a man of German or Austrian descent. And he will rule Europe for a short while. And he will bring a lot of chaos and confusion on this world scene. And in all likelihood, from everything we can see, these core nations will arise out of the Eurozone. You see, the Euro is the glue which keeps Europe together. The idea that the Euro is going to be abandoned and that those nations then will somehow come together and start another currency, it's ridiculous! We are not living in the times anymore where that would be possible, because how many years did it take to get Europe to the point where they are right now? You see, if Greece leaves the Eurozone or not, it's not an issue. It's not going to affect the rest of Europe. Now, there might be other countries who might leave the Eurozone, because, quite frankly, if we're talking about 10 nations or core nations or groups of nations, then we have more in the Eurozone right now than 10. So how this is going to develop, we have to wait and to see. Now, we know that Germany is going to be most certainly part of the core nations. We know that Italy is going to be part of the core nations. Some say Italy is going to leave. Nonsense! People don't understand the Bible. They don't understand history if they come up with these kind of ideas. My friends, I have given 3 sermons recently on biblical prophecy, talking about the number of the beast, 666, talking about the mark of the beast, and talking about the woman riding the beast. And all of these things have a lot to do with Europe, have a lot to do with the Eurozone, have a lot to do with what we are seeing right now. And we are offering you these 3 sermons in either CD or DVD format, free of charge. So if you want to have a copy of those, please let us know. You need to know what is really prophesied, and don't listen to those who are coming up with all kinds of ridiculous and stupid ideas, who are trying to tell you what they, due to the imagination of their own mind, have concluded, which has nothing to do with Scripture. So thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We will keep you informed as to what is happening and how it is to be understood in the light of biblical prophecy, because that is the only way how we have to look at the world news today. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.